Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this speech by RFK Jr. was just incredible on Friday. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, I mean, it was just powerful. He was really hitting on some of the biggest, most important issues of our time, the censorship complex, big government, and so much more. And so it just shows, kind of like what Nancy and Roundup mentioned earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, when you see former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard speaking out, when you see RFK Jr. speaking out and speaking out now in support of Donald J. Trump and how critical this 2024 election is, it's a green light for any of you Kennedy Democrats that are still out there that finally understand that your party is unrecognizable from anything. You know, if you're a union Democrat, you know, it's interesting being in Havre, Montana over the weekend, you know, big railroad town. And look, I remember like back in the day growing up as a kid on the High Line, you know, some of the biggest partisan Democrats that you would run into were, you know, union railroaders because, well, they were part of a union and the unions just supported the Democrats. That's just how it was. Well, remember when a bunch of union railroaders lost their jobs in Glendive, Montana? Why did they lose their jobs? They lost their jobs because BNSF wasn't shipping that much more coal anymore because of John Tester, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden and the Democrats' war on coal. So their war on coal not only threatens union jobs and coal strip and in other parts of Montana, but it threatened, not only threatened, it took out union jobs for the railroad in Glendive, Montana. That's why Dawson County would tend to have a lot of Democrat votes, too, by the way, was because of the union guys. And so they voted for the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party stabbed them right in the back and took their jobs away. And then we saw the COVID-19 garbage. By the way, Dr. Fauci was hospitalized for getting the West Nile virus. That was kind of an odd story. Wow, Fauci got the West Nile virus. Now he's in the hospital. Thought you were just the picture of health there, Dr. Fauci. What's going on, man? Anyway, sidetracked for a moment there. But remember, they were trying to force the COVID vaccine on railroaders. They were railroading union railroaders into getting the COVID jab or else. Now, thankfully, we helped the railroader, and Republican attorneys general like Austin Knutson stood by those union railroaders to fight to prevent them from being forced into taking the jab. But that's what the Democrats wanted to do to you union Democrats. They wanted to railroad you. So if ever it was a time for Kennedy Democrats to once and for all finally leave the Democrat Party, that time is now. Robert F. Kennedy himself has given you permission to do so. But yeah, it was interesting. You know, being in Havre, I talked about the roar, the thunderous boos for Joe Biden, John Tester, and Kamala Harris at the Ice Dome in Havre. And then the roar of applause for Donald J. Trump. In what has historically been a Democrat-leaning county and a Democrat-leaning town saddled in between two different Indian reservations in Montana, in that Union Railroader town, massive applause for the red corner, Donald J. Trump. All right, we'll get back to business right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Impeachable conduct, the totality of the corrupt conduct uncovered by the committees, is egregious. A concerted effort to conceal President Biden's involvement in the family's influence peddling scheme. These are the findings of a trio of House committees led by Republicans into the conduct of President Biden. It's the final report of the GOP's impeachment inquiry into the president. But don't expect an impeachment vote. That's because at this stage, a prospective vote to impeach President Biden would likely fail on the floor. Why? It's about the math. There are at least a couple of dozen House Republicans who oppose impeachment. One senior House GOP leadership source characterized a vote now as moot. Fox has told Republicans soured on impeachment when President Biden decided against seeking re-election. Moreover, a vote on impeachment would put moderate Republicans from swing districts in a bind as the GOP tries to maintain its slim majority. A botched impeachment vote would also undercut the Republicans' report itself and constitute an unforced error. Still, hardliners could try to force a vote on impeachment in September. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, look for partial sunshine at times, along with scattered showers and storms. Afternoon high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. For tonight, any lingering showers wrapping up early in the evening, overnight lows into the lower 50s. Tuesday, a brighter day, lots of sunshine, mid-80s for Bozeman, approaching the upper 80s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
John Tester is too afraid to come on Montana Talks and take your phone calls and phone calls from across Montana. But Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy isn't afraid to take your phone calls. He's been with us a few times. In fact, he joined us Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. If you missed it, great conversation. Full audio, go to MontanaTalks.com, click the on-demand button. Or better yet, you can listen to it on Spotify or get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone and you'll get all the podcasts.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right. Well, one of the topics we need to cover here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal, we have got to talk tax policy because that's one of the biggest issues people don't realize is, depending on the 2024 elections, how they turn out, you could see a major hike in your taxes. I'm talking about small business owners, working class, middle income folks could see a major hike in taxes. So Evelyn has been putting together some of the numbers, including some state specific numbers, which is great because it's always good when we can show some Montana specific numbers. But before we get to that, Evelyn, great to have you as always. Any good news to start with here this morning?
Well, a recent report about Town Pump, I think, is a very good news and interesting. A publication called Fast Company did a review or feature on Town Pump, and they brought to light some interesting things. Town Pump is gradually expanding into the motel business. It is not common for gas station companies to make such a move, but having compiled the data and followed it for years, Town Pump sees a natural correlation between the motel business and that of gas stations. So the company already owns 16 hotels located near some of their business sites, and as everyone knows, their Town Pump is in almost every town of any size at all and is recognized as one of Montana's most successful and prominent businesses. But this year, they are also going to add two new motels to their portfolio. They plan to build one next year in Belgrade and one in Bozeman, which are, as everyone knows, are hot spots for tourist traffic, which is apparently kind of where they're focusing. Most of Town Pump's hotels are located along interstate corridors of I-90, I-15, and I-94. So the report about Town Pump said that during the 1990s, Town Pump began diversifying beyond gas stations to include truck stops, car washes, laundromats, quick-serve delis, and gaming operations, all of which they perceive to be part of a whole package concept. But they are now expanding into new hotels, and the two new ones are going to be Intercontinental Hotels, which are the first of that franchise to be located in Montana. Other hotels that they own include Comfort Inn, Quality Inn, and Sleep In franchises and Super 8. So, there's a really strong growing company that seems to be growing and getting stronger even more so.
Well, in Montana owned and headquartered in Butte, of course. You know, the family that started all the town pumps lives in Butte. So, yeah, it's a good Montana story because, as you see, more consolidation or corporate ownership of all sorts of different businesses across the state and across the country. It's good to know when there's a Montana connection. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned this because I'm just looking at the list of the different hotels that they already own. I know I've stayed at a few of them over the years, traveling all across Montana. They've got places in Dillon. They've got the Quality Inn in Dillon. There you go, stayed there. They've got the Sleep Inn in Miles City. I've stayed there. I've stayed at the Shelby location. They've even got an RV park in Shelby. But when I was in Miles City recently doing some events, I ended up staying. A friend of mine, Devin Morrison, started like these Airbnb suites, Eaglescape Event Center, and really cool Western kind of rustic themed suites. So I wanted to give those a try. So I stayed there, but I told the rest of our crew, I said, hey, you should go check out that Sleep Inn. They got in Miles City because they got really comfortable beds there. And that's one of the Town Pump Hotel Group hotels, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds cool. I never realized they had motels at all. So this was all really big news to me.
Yeah, we had one of our contributors for our Montana Talks website. I saw about a week or a couple of days ago, he did a story based off of that report that you saw as well. And he said, hey, look, Town Pump's getting into the hotel business. And so I messaged him back. I said, well, actually, they've already been in the hotel business for several years now. At least a decade, if I'm not mistaken. But what the story is like you accurately reported there, is that they're expanding further into the business from what they've already had there. So, no, that's big. All right, federal tax policy, the Trump tax cuts, as they're referred to, those go away unless Congress and the president renews and reauthorizes those Trump tax cuts. And you know, the Democrats have already said they're going to let them expire. John Tester voted against the Trump tax cuts when they first came forward. And so he's likely to vote to not renew the Trump tax cuts. God, if these elections don't go the right way this November, we could see a massive spike. And we got about 30 seconds before the break here.
Yes. I have a piece in the hot sheet, and the average tax increase expected for Montana would be $2,599. In Idaho, it's expected to be $2,554. In Washington, it's $4,429. And in Wyoming, it would be $4,312. So those are some major jumps in taxes that is coming down the pike if Congress doesn't take action. And it would be great to have a president encouraging them to do so.
That's right. And two senators, not just one, encouraging them to do so as well. All right, stand by. More business news with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal right after the Farm and Ranch Report coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
I remember exactly where I was when the alert arrived about President Biden ending his re-election bid. But you do too. Our Fox News survey checked with voters to see how they feel about him dropping out. Most approve, including 7 in 10 Republicans and Independents, and 9 in 10 Democrats. There was some noise about Biden resigning. While one-third think he should, twice as many voters say the president should finish his term. Almost all Democrats feel that way, but it might surprise you, about half of Republicans also think he should stay. That's even though, or maybe because, an overwhelming majority of Republicans believe Biden isn't really that involved in important decisions at the White House anymore. Among Democrats, 3 in 10 agree the president's out of the decision-making loop, and nearly 6 in 10 think Vice President Harris knew about Biden's decline the last couple years. Overall, 3/4 say the same. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
As wildfires continue to spark and rage across the landscape of Montana and Wyoming, just an update on the Remington Fire in northern Wyoming and southeast Montana. The Custer Gallatin National Forest estimated as of Sunday morning the fire to be burning more than 194,000 acres. Tragically, livestock have been lost in this fast and furious blaze. I'd like to mention that Buffalo Livestock Marketing out of Buffalo, Wyoming, has been putting together resources to help producers in northern Wyoming and southeast Montana. They will be having a rollover auction this Wednesday, August 28th, with proceeds going to help those impacted by the fire. Buffalo Livestock out of Wyoming is also one of the best spots that I have found where donations have been piling up at the livestock market, that being hay, and also coordinating donations of hay and other feedstuffs and other supplies that producers in Wyoming and Montana will need as that wildfire continues to burn in southeast Montana and northern Wyoming. Again, you can visit the Buffalo Livestock Marketing Facebook page for more details on donations. And as fires continue to pop up, I just want to say thank you to all the volunteer and professional firefighters out there helping battle the blazes on the landscape. I'm Lane Ortlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, those Trump tax cuts, they will sunset, meaning they go away unless there is action from Congress and the President of the United States. And so you will see a massive spike in your income taxes at the federal level. Now, you think about that. That is on top of what else they are proposing. Remember, Kamala Harris and crew, Kamala Harris and the crazy crew, they are also talking about taxing what is referred to as unrealized gains. So let's say you have a retirement account. Let's say you have a 401k. Let's say your 401k goes up by a few thousand dollars. And then now you haven't cashed out that 401k, so you don't have a few thousand extra dollars, you know, sitting in your checking account that you're going to use to, you know, pay for the, you know, increased price of groceries or pay for the higher gas prices or pay for a higher housing cost or anything like that. So you can't even use that money. You haven't even realized that gain, but they're going to tax you for it. Tax and tax and tax. It's going to be just horrific for the economy. I mean, you think they've caused problems now? You give them four more years and you see what kind of problems they will cause. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal. Yeah, give us those Montana specific numbers again. And thanks for being with us.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay, so let's see here. Let me find those numbers.
Sorry, I should have given you a heads up there. Yeah.
So in Montana, they're expecting taxes to rise an average increase of $2,599. And in Idaho, it's expected to be $2,554,000. In Washington, $4,429. And in Wyoming, $4,312. So those are just the northwestern states, but that's a pretty extravagant boost in taxes that people are concerned about. And the National Federation of Independent Businesses reports that this issue has quickly risen to the top of issues of concern by their members in a poll, in a regular poll that they conduct. And I should underscore that only real business owners participate in that poll, so it is a good reflection of what most people are concerned about in the country because of the very prominent role that small business owners play in our communities. So the NFIB said that of the 75 issues that their members identify as concerns, the number one concern has consistently been the cost of health care since 1986. And while that remains the number one concern for business owners, rising quickly to the top is the potential of the rise in federal taxes of 20%. And it has risen to position of number four, according to Rhonda Wiggers, who is Montana State Director for NFIB. And their research director said that for the last 4 years, small business owners have struggled with historic inflation, tax pressures at all levels of government, and the uncertainty of what's going to happen next. Also rising to the top of business issues are growing concerns about the cost of supplies and inventories. Since 2020, that concern has risen from 12th place to second. The cost of natural gas, propane, gasoline, diesel fuel, etc., is the sixth most severe problem cited by small business owners. Nearly one in four reported as being a critical concern. Similarly, electric costs is a top issue for small business owners, ranking 10th in 2024 and reported as being a critical concern by 16% of business owners. Interest rates topped the list by rising 43 positions from a rank of 56th in 2020 to 13th in 2024. And another concern is, and I think everybody can understand this,
your next Fox News 30/30
government action. It has become the eighth highest concern and is considered critical for 23% of the survey respondents. So, you know, there's a reflection of what business owners are worried about and probably going to affect a lot of the outcome of the election.
Yeah, and then that flows downstream to the rest of us. You know, if the businesses take a hit, that means the rest of us as consumers take a hit. All right, Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal. A pleasure having you as always. Thanks so much for the great update, the great insight. Make sure you sign up for the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet and get the print edition.
Candidates Mics. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, let's see. We got a message that came in from Tim in Savage on the Montana Talks app talking about RFK Jr. and his powerful speech on Friday. First, Evelyn Pyburn mentioned these numbers about, you know, how much, what was it, $2,500, almost $3,000 is the average tax hike that Montanans will see if the Trump tax cuts are not reauthorized. That's how important this U.S. Senate race is here. That's how important the presidential race is, because John Tester voted against your tax cuts, and he will vote to keep your taxes, to make your taxes go up by another, what, $2,500 on average. But look at what, many talk about how inflation is really a hidden tax. Inflation is a tax on working class Americans. You know, I mentioned we did these events that have been paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana over the weekend, and you know, they've added up some of the numbers here. John Tester voted for all $5.5 trillion of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's big government spending bidge. The Tester-supported disaster known as Bidenomics is costing the average Montana household $3,620 more on food, $6,050 more on housing, $5,190 more on energy costs, over $10,000 more on transportation expenses. So when you combine all of these numbers, all of the inflation from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and John Tester's spending bidge, Montanans are paying nearly $30,000 more just to maintain your lifestyle due to inflation. By the way, you can go to Bidenomics.com/Tester for a roll-up of those numbers. Let's see, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We've got Steve in Ballantyne on the phone line. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Okay, on Friday I had to go to do a couple title works at the courthouse. And while I was there, I thought, oh, I'll just cross the hallway there, and I'm going to register to be an absentee ballot, okay? So I walk in there, and I'm, you know, getting filling out the form for the absentee. And I go, oh, by the way, during the last primary, there was two gentlemen in there. And I go, during the last primary, out in the Shepherd-Huntley-Warden area, there was a lot of people that didn't get to vote because they didn't know where to go to vote. And I was a little on the, you know, speaking up a little bit. And one guy was just standing there, Aaron, just listening and listening. I go, would have been too nice for you guys to go out there and put some signs on the school doors and where the precinct where we used to vote and say that it's been moved down to the Yolson Valley Electric building? And he wasn't saying anything. And then after I vented, then he looked at me and he goes, I did. He says, I went to all the schools.
Really? Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Gridlock is good, said a good friend of mine during the 90s, when huge plans to do things like overhaul healthcare were stymied by a divided Congress. That's because the economy hummed along despite the inaction, whittling down deficits as growth was good and inflation was at bay. Almost 30 years later, his phrase is being proven right again, but in the opposite sense. We have possibly the worst slate of economic proposals ever touted in a political campaign, which is saying something. And with the new proclivity of leaders to ram through big new spending and policy changes with razor-thin voting margins, or in the case of executive action, no margins at all, there's every likelihood of seeing them put into action. Tariffs, price controls, more discretionary tax law changes, and gobs of spending increases and tax cuts without a care in the world as to how to pay for them. And it might not just be campaign rhetoric to be silently forgotten after move-in day at the White House. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It's not shocking that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would drop out of the race and endorse Donald Trump, something he vowed he would never do. But his attacks on the media, talked about ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, combined giving him only two live interviews, running a deluge of hit pieces with inaccurate audios, defamatory smears, government mouthpieces. The reason he got so little coverage was he was always a fringe candidate with no hope of winning the state. And, you know, bizarre episodes such as the Great Bear Carcass cover-up. And yet, here he is blaming the media, scapegoating the media for the fact that he got very little coverage. He tried to make a deal with both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, trading promise of a job in a future administration for his endorsement. They didn't bite. He gave up. He endorsed Trump anyway. His family says that's a betrayal. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that was interesting. So I was talking more with Stephen Valentine during the break there. So, yeah, I remember when he called in last November, I think it was, or the last election, and he said, hey, I usually vote at this place, and they changed it to another place, but nobody knew. And so anyway, he said he went to the Yellowstone County Elections Office yesterday and was telling them this whole deal. Hey, you know, here's what happened last election. And the guy at the elections office told them, yeah, we put signs up. We put signs up at that school to tell people where the new polling place was. All those locations. He said, I personally did it. So Steve was saying somebody must have taken those things down. So he's wondering what the deal is there. But anyway, yeah, good job by Steve for passing on that feedback. And yeah, if somebody's tearing down those signs, it'll be good for them to know that ahead of this next election. Tim and Savage messaged us about this. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., gave just an incredible speech on Friday, and then he gave remarks at the Trump rally as well. In fact, let me just play it. Another portion of Jesse Waters' primetime segment on Friday night, where he not only shared some of what RFK Jr. had to say on Friday, but he also shared a very interesting comment and soundbite by Nicole Shanahan, who was RFK Jr.'s running mate.
I attended my first Democratic convention at the age of six in 1960. And back then, the Democrats were the champions of the Constitution, of civil rights. I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically on the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag and big money.
Democrats used to be the party of democracy, and now they're hiding an ailing president, orchestrating a palace coup, and anointing a puppet who's never won a single primary. RFK Jr.'s running mate, she knows the deal.
Kamala Harris is dangerous to me because she is the ultimate puppet for an organization that has, I believe, since President Obama, not actually run real people.
Mm-hmm.
They have selected amongst a very small group of individuals that they can control and dictate policy over.
Yeah, wow. So just an indictment there, not only by RFK Jr., but also by his running mate there, his Democrat running mate, Nicole Shanahan. What I think is really interesting about all of this, too, is you guys remember when we had Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus out of Dillon on the show with us? He has actually spoken with, I believe, RFK himself and Nicole Shanahan. But, you know, that's one of his big things that he was talking about is how, you know, big government has tried to reduce or lower red meat consumption. And they've been very biased against red meat and the healthy fat that is included in red meat. And so this is another inroad that can open up for American beef and for Montana beef is what RFK, some of the changes that he is trying to bring about with regard to the food pyramid and all of that. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be very interesting stuff for our beef producers out there. But anyway, back into the phone lines we go. Let's see. Next up, calling in from the Flathead, we've got Fred in the Flathead. Fred, thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this idea of unrealized gains, people have to be careful not to never accept the premise. They're going to tell you, oh, it's only on rich people. But once that premise is established, they'll work their way down to really people that are of modest incomes that have high-value homes. And think about your Montana homes now and the value. You don't own that home if they can tax you on unrealized gain, capital gain, if you sell it. And it's just similar to property tax. You know, there's a big liability there if they can just tax you out of your home. You know, I think people, again, you know, I just appeal to people who view themselves as moderates. You know, we really need to ally with people who are truly moderate that want to get back to, you know, traditional American values. I don't think there's many moderate Democrat elected officials. Honestly, I'd settle for a resetting of the middle, the so-called middle back to the right, because we are at a real crossroads where things could happen quickly if the left were to gain power. Look at history. Things can change, and they don't always stay the same. So I just appeal to people that want to be like our American way of life, and let's get back to where we can argue about tax, you know, some tax policy and Social Security and solving entitlements. But this leftism is out in the open right now. And
yeah, if you think it's bad right now, I mean, it is going to be even more radical if Kamala Harris and John Tester win this November by, you know, not renewing the Trump tax cuts, by taxing unrealized gains. They're going to make the death tax worse again so that farms and ranches can't stay in business. Tim and Savage said this. I forgot to share this when I played that RFK soundbite, but Tim and Savage says this. Reagan famously said, "I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me." When a Kennedy now endorses a Republican, that shows that the Democrats have gone full communist. That's what Tim and Savage had to say.
I agree. I think, you know, I would prefer, you know, an ideological, principled conservative. But at this point, I would be happy to ally with some classical liberals who are for freedom of speech, civil rights. And people have to realize there's a system in play worldwide to move tens of millions of people from other countries to our country. It's not just people walking across the border. There's a U.S. funded transportation system to gather people from all over the world. And what is coming into play is they want to transfer the wealth of regular middle class Americans to those people.
Well, that's what the climate change scam is all about. That's what this whole, we've got to implement this Green New Deal. It's about bankrupting Butte, bankrupting Colstrip, bankrupting the West, taking our money and giving it to all these other countries. That's what the whole Green New Deal scam is all about. Just like the open border scam that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester have been pushing as well. All right. What was it? Right said, Fred, but that was well said, Fred. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you as always. Next up, let's go to Bill in Billings. Bill, what's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
You know, I've got a statement and a question. And my statement regarding the Libertarian Party, they're running John Tester again for the U.S. Senate. They've elected him like three times. If it wasn't for them, Denny Rehberg would be running for re-election. And our whole country could be quite a bit different. But as long as the Libertarians can take about 5% of the ultra-conservative vote, that pretty much puts Tester back in there. And so my question is, Tester's got about $25 million that the DNC gave him. You don't suppose that there could possibly be couple hundred thousand bucks in cash going under the table to make sure that the Libertarians elect him again? Could that be possible, that maybe 100,000-300,000 in cash going to the leadership of the Libertarians?
Well, yeah, who knows? I mean, look at President Trump. Remember when he showed up, he had the guts to show up at the Libertarian Party National Convention, and he got a lot of cheers there. But who did the Libertarians make their presidential candidate? The guy's like as woke radical leftist as Kamala Harris. And so, Libertarian, give me a break. These guys are pawns for the Democrat Party. They are pawns for bigger government. It's a ruse. It's a joke. Like, for example, the Libertarian candidate for the Senate here in Montana, he's basically just a pawn for the Democrat Party. Yeah, the Democrat front groups funneled money into advertising to prop up Libertarian candidates in the past, while also simultaneously the Democrat Party is trying to get the Green Party candidate booted off the ballot. That's why anybody who takes these Libertarian Party candidates seriously, they're a joke. Give me a break. They're a bunch of prima donnas who want attention, who want to watch this country burn down. It's safe to say that at this point. They claim to be so, we're just principled. You are not. You're being used by the Democrat Party as pawns for bigger government. And RFK and Tulsi Gabbard, look, I think they believe in our civil liberties and in free speech. And there's, that's why they're speaking up and endorsing Trump because of the biggest issues of the day. But most of these libertarians, there's some good people who identify as libertarians, but the people that actually put their name on the ballot, I mean, the guy out of Kalispell was a big cheerleader for the BLM movement. Of course he's a pawn for the Democrat Party. Give me a break. But anyway, that's my take. Thanks for the call, Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Lyft. Where are you going? It's the first thing you see in the Lyft app. Whether you're seeing besties or traveling solo, making career moves, or just a move to hang in the park, Lyft can help. With an on-time pickup promise for scheduled rides to the airport, extra comfort for more legroom, and wait and save when you're not in a rush. So no matter where you're going, choose Lyft and get more out of summer.
Fox News commentary.
New York City will launch an STD outreach program for the uninsured and illegal immigrants. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow and Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The New York Post reports New York City is set to launch an STD outreach program for illegal immigrants and the uninsured. This need for more outreach education and services is due to a health department noted spike in STD cases in the last year or so. The spike coincides with the mass migrant arrival into the Big Apple, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence that syphilis rose 36% among women and gonorrhea jumped 11% among men in 2022. I'm all for STD prevention education, but it really begs the question, can New York City afford all these special programs? They've already spent $5 billion on a migrant crisis and the tab is still open. Food, housing, education, public safety, and now STD outreach? It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet of special perks afforded to people who did not earn it or pay for it. At this rate, New York City will be bankrupt in no time. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
So I had a big guest on the show a while back. Mark Lauder was a special assistant to President Trump. He's now with the America First Policy Institute. I forget what I was interviewing him about, you know, probably the big news of the day. One of our listeners heard him on the radio and said, you know, I should invite him out here to Montana, see if he wants to come to our event. So he's going to be in Montana. He's going to be in studio on Montana Talks coming up on Monday. So make sure you stay tuned. Montana Talks statewide.
A free consultation. Lower your heating and cooling bills with windows from Renewal by Anderson of Montana. RBAMontana.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. You got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation here. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. John Stewart mocks the DNC. The Daily Caller has the headline. I've got a little bit of the audio. I can play just a short sample of it for you, but pretty hilarious. John Stewart, of course, John Stewart is a reliable leftist, but he loves poking fun at the Democrats too from time to time. So it's pretty hilarious. So I'll get to that here in a second. But first, let's go to our next caller. We got John in Billings on the phone lines. John, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just watching these commercials and listening to this party over here, this Democrat party, just fraud me, I mean, and lie to me. And just, I mean, I'm thinking about these other guys that commit fraud and or lie to officers or whatever. Let's say they do a money scam or something. They go to jail. So I'm just thinking, man, isn't there a law or something that somebody could pass that's going to keep these parties from lying to the American people from, you know, about the fraud and all the garbage they're committing to us? Because, you know, we see right through it.
That's a really good question you raise. This is what came to mind as I heard what you said there, John, is so if you lie to a police officer, you can go to jail for lying to a police officer. But if you lie about police officers in the fake news media, or if you're a Democrat politician, you can lie about police officers and you get a pass. But if you lie to a police officer, you'll get thrown in jail. What an interesting contrast, huh?
Well, the thing is you're lying. They're lying to us. And it's, you know, just to get our vote. So that's actually, you know, to me, a crime to get something from me when you lie to me. So if you can understand that concept there, what I'm getting to, but there's got to be some type of a law to where they can only go so far, because we already know their record, you know, and Chester, his record's garbage. I mean, he's voted with the Democratic Party the whole way. Now he's lying on TV. Oh, I'll defend Montana. Well, he didn't defend Montana when he voted, you know, with his party. So
yeah,
it just, I don't know. It just upsets me that they lie to us every day, constantly. And you know, I don't know.
Well, and that's the problem, is that the fake news media, which includes most of the Montana media, they're either unwilling or unable to call him out when he does lie. He lied. I mean, he has supported the open border policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris every step of the way. But yet, you're right. Then he lies in his campaign commercials and wants you to think he's tough on the border. Wants you to think he practically is wearing a red Donald Trump "Make America Great Again" hat while he's out there. I don't know if you saw this. Jonathan Carl on ABC News even pointed out in an interview with Bernie Sanders how Kamala Harris now is following the John Tester campaign approach. She has TV commercials featuring President Trump's border wall.
If you take a look at that ad, one thing that I found striking is if you look, and I think we have the images here, there are at least 3 points in that ad that show the border wall, Donald Trump's border wall. Is it now the position of the Democrats that they favored the border wall?
Yeah, she's following the John Tester campaign. Just lie. Just tell them you support what you actually don't support. Meanwhile, they try to kick their opponents in the teeth. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you've been kicked in the teeth or you've got several missing teeth or you've got several failing teeth or even just some loose-fitting dentures that can just be annoying, you know, and you go out, you want to have a nice steak for dinner, but you don't order the steak because you're afraid your dentures are going to fall out right in the middle of the restaurant. Man, I feel for folks who are in that tough situation. But we don't just feel your pain. We've got a solution to your pain. World-class dentistry right here in Montana. There's people that travel from all over the United States to get this life-changing procedure where you can get dental implants, a whole new set of teeth for your upper and your lower set of teeth. You can get them in just one day right here in Montana, thanks to our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com.